The short Aliyah of today, the Aliyah of Parashat Shlishi of Va'era, we read that again, Kadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe to go to Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, to tell him the message of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe responds, Vayomer Moshe lifnei Hashem, hen ani aral sfatayim, ve'ech yishma elai Paro. I have some speech defect, or whatever that means right now. Again, Moshe explains why it would be too difficult or impossible for him to perform this mission. And we look at this pasuk and we ask ourselves, wait a second, this is not new. Moshe Rabbeinu already made this complaint before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe before to go to Paro. What's this pasuk doing here? We have as if a repetition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanding Moshe to go to Paro. Again, Moshe's response, but we had already this discussion before. Why mention it again? Rav Yaakov Medan, in his Pirush on the Chumash, explains that perhaps what's going on here is a gap of 30 years between the beginning of Parashat Va'era to these psukim. And that Moshe Rabbeinu was sent twice to Paro. 30 years ago, in the beginning of Parashat Va'era, Moshe confronts Paro, and his worries, his concerns, were real. Why? Because what does it say in the beginning of the parasha? Ve'lo shamu el Moshe mikotzer ruach u'me'avodah kasha. It says explicitly that Am Yisrael did not listen to Moshe. Perhaps they didn't believe that he is the Messiah, that he is the one. Perhaps because of Avodah Kasha, because as a result of Moshe's mission to Paro, the work became even harder. For many reasons, Bnei Yisrael did not believe in the Shlichut of Moshe. And Moshe perhaps went back upset, realizing it's not working. Based upon a calculation of the Ramban, that it says in one place that Bnei Yisrael will be 430 years in Egypt, Brit HaBnei Tarim, to Psukim that say they were 400 years, the Ramban says that another 30 years were added because of Am Yisrael not listening to Moshe Rabbeinu, because Am Yisrael were not willing to be redeemed earlier. And that's why they were given another 30 years to be in Egypt. Perhaps what's happening in this Aliyah is a gap of 30 years. And again, after 30 years later, after the snap, meaning, what does that mean, by the way? That means that Moshe Rabbeinu was how old when he was at the snap? 50, not 80. And perhaps now he's 80 years old, 30 years later. And again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Bo el Paro. And again, Moshe tries to say, it didn't work once. I need a little time. I can't speak. I didn't succeed then. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues, says, no, go with Aharon. And again, try again. So it's very interesting how perhaps these psukim and shlishi are a repetition and a new mission years later than the beginning of this week's parasha. Bokir Tov.